fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 27th day of September, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to inspect, check, and evaluate your home and business security. Check, inspect, and evaluate your home and business security. The basic building blocks of security are lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. Lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. And of course, we could expand a lot more on that, and perhaps we will. We have patiently waiting in a green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, the most advanced prepper I've ever known. I've known quite a few. A fun guy, great man about town, and we're going to have discussions about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA essential oils may help you have the life you want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Leon, we may have a candidate for U.S. Senate calling in here for the state of Missouri. That was set up. I don't know if he'll be calling or not, but it was set up to take place during this hour, and we shall see. Leon, I was just reading an article this morning about a woman in Meridian, Idaho, where I have a sister-in-law that lives there, by the way. In the spring of 2020, she took her children to a public park, and they were arrested because they were in a public park against the rules that were in place at the time. Now, many places had some similar crazy restrictions at the time, but what's surprising about this is now 2.5 years later, this woman is still being prosecuted. The governor of Idaho is one of the most conservative states in the country, in case you don't know, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very Ferrari red state. to use an analogy, very red. And the governor, of course, is allegedly Republican. The attorney prosecuting her is a Republican, elected Republican. I'm kind of surprised and shocked that this is prosecution still going on. How about you, Leon?
Yes, sir. I've been to Meridian, and they have many gun shops and manufacturers there, and it's pretty well-to-do neighborhood. So, yeah, I'm surprised, but you know, they seem to have the mentality of like the Costco that's there was very oppressive too. That's why I closed my Costco membership, was because they said, and I appealed it to the manager, and he was the general manager. He said, "I am the GM. If you don't like it, get out. We'll give you back your money." And I was like, really, 24 years? And I had it on, and he said, "Well, you have to have it over your nose." I'm like, this is asinine. So that's how vindictive some people can be, and I can't believe they're still dragging us out 2 years later when the person in charge says the pandemic is over, and then everybody scrambled for the door because they're like, no, we can't lose this money. So I know Pfizer is on the horn to the White House immediately.
Absolutely. Well, I was down in Texas for an event and to meet with Mr. Stattmiller and a couple other things. And I chose the Hilton Hotel there in that area. And I walk in the door without a mask, and the man behind the desk clerk said, "Well, you have to put on a mask." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, really." So I pulled out my mosquito mask, and I covered up my eyes, nose, and mouth. My face was completely covered. Of course, I could still see. This guy looked at me, and he got real quiet. And and he finished checking me in. I wish you could have seen the look on his face, Leon, when I covered up my entire face with this mask. I have another mask. It's, well, you know, those blue...
blue. Yep.
The masks that people wear, I've got one of those with about a 2.5-inch diameter hole cut out so that my nose and mouth are not covered by a mask. I like to wear that occasionally. Now, my dentist's office, he would lose his dental license and lose his way of making money if he didn't require patients to wear masks. He didn't like it. He thought it was crazy. But he didn't want to lose his profession. So in compliance and out of deference to my friend, because I didn't want to see him hurt financially, I took a regular mask. It was one of these white paper masks. And in 1-inch tall letters, I wrote a 4-letter word, "Obey," across that. And everybody in the office thought that was a hoot. They thought that was as funny as could be. We stopped selling the mosquito net masks. The sales dropped off a few months ago. But we had three Filipino women in beautiful Salem, Missouri, making these masks. And we sold thousands of them all over the planet, these mosquito net masks. And what an insane period of time we've gone through the past 2 years and 9 months. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir, and it's going to get really bad this winter, especially in Europe, but we'll have repercussions here in America, too.
Now, this woman elected as prime minister in Italy, that's major news, don't you think?
Yes, well, most people don't realize the impact on that, and it is major, but
I don't think... Well, it is. There's a lot of countries in Europe, and Italy is one of the larger ones. It's not like Estonia or one of these little small places, one of these little places in Europe. So it's when a major country like Italy says hell no to the European Union, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, and see, with all the control factors they have going on worldwide, I mean, you remember the four heads of state that were killed because they were like, you know, we're not going to do this. And they were small countries. And I think three of them were in Africa and one was in Europe. And, you know, with her bucking the system and not having the bad voting that they expected, just like Ukraine, I would anticipate she's going to have some unusual demise. And like, oh, no, we have to go back to the old way. Because, I mean, if they took out JFK for $2 trillion, you know, being lost in the Fed and numerous other reasons, and him abolishing the CIA, then they cannot lose this. I mean, since we already know this is an evil agenda, he has no, the prince of this world has no problem eliminating a small woman in Europe to continue his short time left on Earth.
We shall see. I hope that her security is adequate to keep her alive. And I've had similar thoughts about the clear and present danger she presents to the New World Order. There has to be tens of millions of people in other countries, France and Germany and England, who are just as upset as the Italians are with the destruction of the family, the destruction of their culture, their society. The New World Order can't tolerate that, can they, Leon?
No, not at all. And if they have no compunction of killing everybody with these jabs and everything they've done since. I mean, look what the USDA is doing right now. They're dropping in 14 states. They're dropping food-based vaccines to supposedly for rabies. And what your dogs and cats can eat it. And little children can. And so these treats, and they've even said that they're throwing them outside windows in cars, moving cars. So, I mean, if they do things like that, and we just go down the list of all the other things they've been caught. I mean, Fauci's involved with killing the beagles. It's just like, wow. They have no scruples whatsoever.
None at all. Regardless, we do open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Listening to Mike Adams' podcast he did yesterday, Mike is very concerned about what's going to take place in 2023, which is only a few months away. I share his concerns. How about you, Leon?
Yes, sir. I listen to him daily, and I agree with you. In his speakers, in his interviews, Michael Yon over the weekend and several other people. I think he's going to have Steve Quayle coming up very soon. So, and I haven't heard much from Stephen lately, Steve Quayle, and I'm just curious, how about yourself? I haven't gone and watched.
Well, the interview with Steve Quayle is on Mike's website now, so you can listen to that. I started interviewing Steve Quayle in the late 90s, around 1998 or so, when I had my first radio show in St. Louis. So I know Steve pretty well. And, of course, Mike interviewed me a few days ago. It's still somewhere on his website. And I'm working with Mike to be part of his documentary. There's been some technical issues getting these things recorded, but we're working on it. Mike is one of those high-energy guys that I guess the guy sleeps. Obviously, he does sometime, but the recording he did yesterday was done at 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. So,
and for you, that's really crazy.
Yeah. I've had different times in my life where I've had night shift work and all-night surveillances, but that's not my current circadian rhythm, to say the least. Anyway, Leon, I got a note from our and I talked to our friends in Florida. They're battening down the hatches. That's a nautical term where they used canvas and wood strips on the ships of old, when they had wood ships, to secure the hatches, didn't they?
Correct. And your friends in Florida, they're battening down the hatches for the upcoming
hurricane. For the hurricane, yep. They said they're about 3 feet above the rest of the area around them. They have a lake behind them that they're several feet above. They think they're okay for flooding. They're not so sure about what might happen with the wind. Looks like we got a caller here. Looks like Noel in Texas. Good morning, Noel.
Morning. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just had a question for Leon, if he had any suggestions for essential oils for chronic Lyme.
Lyme disease?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. That is definitely a bioweapon. And yes, we do. Matter of fact, to make it really easy, there's a whole protocol, and I have several people on my team worldwide that have used it. They've found immense relief. And so if you can you take down my phone number and call me and just leave a message, and then I will get back with you and leave your email address, and I will send you the entire protocol, and if maybe we'll do a three-way call with some of my friends, and you can hear the impact. But my phone number is 303-495-2188. And so there's not just one oil. And she addresses a multitude of protocols. So, you know, that's how effective it is. But yes, if you look, it came out of Lyme, Connecticut, and they were doing bioweapon research on it. And so it's a spirochete and that they've tweaked. And yes, it has some severe impacts. And as you notice, it's spreading nationwide and worldwide for that matter. So when you, I would love to be able to assist you, Noel.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. You have a good day.
Yes,
I'll give you a call later.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Well, she had a nice, clear signal there, didn't she, Leon?
She sure did.
Yeah, sounded like she was in a room with us. Well, we have an election coming up in just over 40 days. I've lost track of the exact count. Just over 40 days, what's called the midterm elections. The smart money seems to be on the House of Representatives being taken control of by the Republicans again. And the political analysts that I'm listening to seem to be not so sure who's going to control the Senate. There's a number of Senate seats. I think it's about one-third of them are up for election. And it's critical. This election may determine the future of our republic, couldn't it?
Yes, sir. And yeah, I agree with the with everything that's happening right now. The potential is massive, and yes, you have to get out and make a difference. And I like what you always say about the preparedness. You know, continue stocking up, stay on your knees, and prepare. And matter of fact, coming up soon, Sam Andrews is going to be doing the basic long-range course and the advanced course. Are you still going to be able to take that class at the end of October, assuming everything hasn't gone awry?
Most likely, Leon. Most likely. Yep. Absolutely.
Excellent. I'm going to take it again because I used 308 last time, and it's good, you know, the 800 yards, and I was in the running for, you know, some of the best in the class, but after that, at 1,000, you know, the 6.5 Creedmoor is flatter, and so I went out of the running, so I'm going to go back to 7 mil, and I'm dial that in, and I'm hand loading now, so, you know, that's why I got it, and I've also been doing some of the much larger calibers or some of the largest period, so those are, you can't use them in the class, but I definitely want to make sure those are intact, and I got the Kilo 10K. And
right.
Those special binoculars. So I have those, and I want to use those in the first class and then have them ready for the second.
Right. Now, you're going to be using a 7mm Remington Magnum?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's an excellent caliber, obviously. Well, it'll be fun, and taking a class with you will be fun also. There's two parts to the class. One is learning to shoot these 1,000-yard plus without any additional equipment by learning to read the wind properly and so forth. And the other way is to use the high-tech rangefinder. I have one of those also, by the way. It'll be a good class, and I'm looking forward to it. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. When we get back, we're going to hear about what is the oil of the week. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am proud to say I am a doTERRA affiliate dealer. And Leon, what is the doTERRA oil of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. It is sandalwood. That's my favorite oil of all of them. And it has an incredible aroma. So some of the quick facts attached to it. It is actually the wood of a tree called the sandalwood tree. And Centaulaceae tree, or Centaulaceae is the botanical name. And the way it's extracted is it's steam distilled from the wood. And the primary uses of it are Alzheimer's disease, aphrodisiac, back pain, cancer, cartilage repair, coma, confusion, exhaustion, fear, dry hair, hiccups, laryngitis, Lou Gehrig's disease, meditation, skin moles, multiple sclerosis, rashes, dry skin, ultraviolet radiation, vitiligo, and yoga. And so it's commonly applied neat. That means you can do it without dilution. You can apply it directly to the point of concern. You can diffuse it or touch it to your nose and make your nose a diffuser. And you can take it in capsules. And so it is very high in sesquiterpenes, which are components that are able to cross the blood-brain barrier. So that what else is in that is myrrh and sandalwood. And all three of those have been used. And those are the three that were found in King Tut's tomb. So they're some of the most valuable essential oils, period. And the way it, some of the properties of sandalwood specifically, it's an antidepressant, antiseptic, antitumoral, just like frankincense. It's an aphrodisiac and astringent. It's very calming and sedative, and a tonic. And so it was used in the Egyptians had used it for embalming and also for religious ceremonies as well. And so it's very similar in frankincense in activity in the way it's used. And so it helps the cardiovascular system and relieves symptoms associated with sciatica nerves. And so the way I love to use it is, you know, I just touch it to my nose. I use it as a cologne as well. And I've had many men call me. And I think I've even told you about that. Guys would call and say, I have a friend, they have problems with ED, erectile dysfunction. And I would look it up in the book, and sandalwood and peppermint, along with ginger, were the three that were massively referred. And even when I was doing the research off of PubMed.gov, I would find it. And it was crazy how many times the guys would call back, you know, a month later and say, I can't believe how well it works. And I said, I thought you said it was your friend, Frank. And he said, oh, yeah, it was my friend. But right, yes, it works very well in that regard. And it, in many people were marked by how well it works in that capacity. And it's also used in our oil called Immortel, which the women love it because it gets rid of wrinkles and crow's feet. And they, once a year, they normally will have a special on them. And the woman I've seen at convention for the last 11 years have said, you know, this is why I don't have the bags under my eyes. And so the sandalwood is very, very prominent in that regard. And it has so many benefits. So that's one thing. And we use Hawaiian sandalwood at one time. We used a lot of it. So the man, he's the only one who was doing it. He was in his 70s and 80s. He passed away like 3 years ago. So, you know, we went through the entire inventory of what was left of his mini forest. And, you know, we grew, I think, like 25,000 trees in Hawaii. But the issue is, you know, we had to have we had to find somebody who was as passionate about the oils as he was. And that was very much a challenge, but we're starting to get that back again. But yeah, sandalwood is a phenomenal oil that has so many different benefits. And it smells phenomenal.
All right. We got a caller on hold. We got a break coming up. Let's get started with our caller. We may have to carry through the break. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, I'm just going to give a quick heads up. So there was a BP refinery fire in Ohio last week. Mm-hmm. And as of my conversation last night, gas prices in Wisconsin went up 40 cents. Apparently, they're pushing a lot of the gasoline from the Ohio refinery west into Wisconsin, probably Illinois. So just a heads up. They've got all kinds of angles going on, but it's definitely costing good old USA people. Thank you for
your time. Well, Fred, in my neighborhood, you can buy gas for less than $3 a gallon. We have a break. We have a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations, doing more than ever, typically 2 to 3 a week, helping men and women, families, get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. Details at thelibertyman.com. I'm expecting my neighbor Linda to call in about an hour from now, about 20 after the hour, and we'll be getting some updates on the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. If you'd like to be my neighbor, I live in a world-class home that was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. This would be the place, about a 7-minute drive away from me. Winter is not far away. These nights are getting pretty chilling. Do you want to stay warm this winter, be cozy, and save money? If you'd like to do those things, you need a Liberator rocket heater. We actually have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. This time last year, we had a 3 to 5 month backlog of orders. That's all taken care of now. We've got the factory is in full operation. The equipment is running. The men are working. And if you want to save money and stay warm, check out the Liberator rocket heaters at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, I'm picking up a fresh batch of energy clearance from Tom Berryhill today, helping people get their life back. Details at thelibertyman.com. Leon, compared to the rest of the country, Missouri has very low gasoline and diesel prices compared to much of the country, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir. And I heard you're below three, and I knew that the price had gone up locally. You know, but it dropped down to got to 309, and then went back up to 330. So, you know, I'm looking at these prices, and then when I heard about that, I was like, "Yep." And I don't know if you saw this one article, but they had the description of how there seems to be teams that are going around, and they aren't sure if these are black hats or these are cells from other countries, proxy or even proxy countries that are being used as teams to do this. And so there's a lot of conjecture, and you don't hear about, you know, the FBI's not saying, "Oh yeah, we're on the case. I'm trying to figure out what's happening." They're completely dark. So, you know, it fits
teams doing what? I missed something here, Lane. What are these teams doing?
Causing these explosions. In the largest produce market in Europe, in Paris, it caught on fire, and so, you know, it produces like 30% of everything in Europe. I mean, it distributes, and it's just like anyone who sees it, there's been over 100 impacts and explosions and plane crashes directly into the headquarters and to the locations that are producing and distribution hubs. In America alone and worldwide with the fertilizers and the fertilizer explosions and refineries and LPG, and we just go down the list, and EPA says we're not going to open it for another 5 years. So it fits their narrative very easily, as well as, you know, if it is a foreign actor doing bad things,
right.
They're allowing it to happen.
Right, right. Well, I don't know who's doing it. My best guess would be Russian Spetsnaz commandos. These are classic Spetsnaz commando type operations to destroy infrastructure. And I haven't seen police reports. There's multiple investigations. I don't know if there's any evidence that's been gotten from these various fires and explosions. I hope that there's somebody that has the ability to do something about it is looking into it. I'm not on the clock. I'm not looking into it myself. But if I was, I would be doing a very thorough investigation if I was assigned to one of these accidents, not accidents, but one of these fires to determine what happened. Anyway, Leon, winter is not far away, is it, sir?
Correct. And matter of fact, you know, we had long expectations of having our friends from Florida up here. So, I bought a brand new stove and brought it in for me. It's still in the crate and still in plastic. And I look and I'm like, okay, we're back to propane again. So there's so many things that have been kicked down the road. But my garden, my winter garden that was started mid-August is just thriving. And, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, I can feel the cold in the air already. And I know my birds are like, whoa, it's much chillier, so I'm still working on the tractor, and I'm going to get it so that even if it's snowing, they have the wind protection and the rain and the snow protection. But I noticed that even the chill in the air, and there's much much more than expected.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I just picked up a couple of pieces yesterday to complete the install of my Liberator rocket heater myself, it's going to be right in front of my fireplace, right here in the living room, and with a 6-inch flue pipe going up the chimney, a 4-inch fresh air pipe pulling in fresh air from the outside, and it'll be the centerpiece of the living room, and everybody that comes to my home will see it first and ask, "What is that?" Because they never seen anything like it. It's elegant in its simplicity, isn't it? The Liberator rocket heater.
Yes, based on, I have not seen yours yet. So, yeah, the concept and the application and execution is very elegant and simple. And that's what you want to do is keep it simple.
No electricity, no moving parts, 99.5% efficient. So tell us what's in your winter garden. What vegetables in your winter garden?
Oh. I had a phenomenal salad last night. I had If you know what nasturtium flowers are, they're very peppery. They're flower that you, the whole flower you can eat. And I saw, I have pictures of butterflies and bumblebees in them. So nasturtiums, I, my friends have okra, and so I put those, and those things are massive. And arugula, mustard greens, and collards, and kale, and many varieties of Swiss chard. And then I have onions, and I just picked up a whole bunch of, like 30 pounds of garlic. And I'm going to plant those in the next 2 weeks. I'm just going to amend the soil more. But this is at the Hugo Cultura. I thought I sent you a picture, but I will send you pictures of those. And remember all that work that Dan and I had done? Well, now it's thriving. So I have more. I've already picked up rye cover crops, and I'm going to get some clover if I can find any companies that have it. And so when I put it to bed in about 3 weeks, then, you know, it's going to nutrify the soil, taking, you know, nitrogen from the air. And my chickens love the ryegrass. So at the end of the year, I'm going to protect the garlic area, but I'm going to feed them all back and just use a weed whacker, cut it down at the base, and just give it to the chickens. And they love that stuff. And the livestock do, too. So there's so many benefits of having, you know, a cover crop. But most people don't do it because they're like, I'm done with the garden. I'm going inside, and that's the best time is to let it grow and have production. And you can also realize that, hey, there is, you know, I may have had a really drought-ridden summer, but I can still recoup the winter. And so what was a saving grace was having agricultural drip tape. And, you know, that's why I didn't have it. That's why I didn't have the spring garden, was because I couldn't get a hold of it fast enough. And so now I have had it installed, and I have it on the timer. And even though the temperatures were hot, and, you know, we aren't expected to get any rain for the next 12 days, you know, my plants are thriving. And so I look out there, and I have calendula and all these flowers that are gorgeous, and the bees love it, and the chickens love it. So I always, and I have peppers growing too, and so they're starting off a little slow. Sweet potatoes are still thriving. They're all over the place. I can't wait. I love sweet potatoes, and I have a bunch of potatoes. I got to harvest those. But, yeah, there's so many things, and it's really nice when you make a garden, and then you bring in the food yourself and you eat it. So I had some bootleg volunteer tomato, which I don't know where it came from, but it was in the middle of the garden, and I was going to ask Dan, did you drop a tomato seed? Because I have one in the middle that's just been sprawling out, and it's probably 5 feet wide, and a little plum tomatoes, and I don't know where it came from. I never even planted it. And it was growing in May and June. So it was like a volunteer, a tree. My guardian angel just came over and dropped it. Some bird dropped it there, and it's all over the place.
Well, birds spread trees far and wide. That's what they do. They also spread frog eggs also. That's how frogs end up in places where they never were before as well. This is a... What's winter like at your place?
Well, it's not as windy as I'm used to wind from Iceland, when the average wind speed is 35 knots. So it's not very windy per se here. And it's crazy how much the trees will protect the noise from, you know, being nation, you know, throughout the property. But when the leaves are gone, it's like, wow, I can hear everybody talking, you know, even a half mile away, I can hear conversations, cars starting, and it's pretty evident. And so, in the spring, or if assuming we're going to get a really wet fall, then it gets pretty muddy around here. And I was going to drop a bunch of, you know, like 15 or 20 tons of gravel, but, you know, that's less on the priority scale than, you know, finishing all my winter preps and trying to get a hold of some propane. No, but, you know, the price hasn't gone up too much yet.
Right, right. Well, the sooner you get the propane, the better. Heads up, ladies and gentlemen, the least expensive time to buy propane is around the end of June, 1st of July, along in there. And as you get closer to the winter, it incrementally goes up a little at a time. I just ordered propane myself last week. I expect delivery in a day or two. Three ways to keep warm here. I'll have the propane forced air furnace. I'll have electric heaters. And I'll have the Liberator rocket heater, so that if one goes down, I still got two more. It's smart to have at least one backup, isn't it?
At least, yes, and I agree with you. And you're right. Yes, I agree. I'm doing also another batch. I went to the Roby event, and they were there again from Gary, and I grabbed, you know, 2 dozen more eggs, put them in one of the incubators I originally had, and I sanitized it. Everything was working well the first time, and hatched out like 18 different chicks. And then this time, one of the sensors was off. And so I was like, okay. And it said 115 degrees, but I had a secondary sensor or thermometer, and I put it in there, and it said 74. So it happened on the weekend, of course, and I couldn't get any response from the company. And then I called them yesterday, and they said, yeah, we'll send you the new things. And she was concerned about the eggs, and I said, don't worry, I have another company's incubator as a backup. And she was like, oh, that's so good. Most people don't. I was like, yeah, these are too important to have. You know, all these things die because, you know, one company fails. So, yes, I agree. It's always good to have multiple backups, especially when you're dealing with life. People who have, you know, who are on like machines that they need for life, and they're like, oh, I can just plug it into the grid. I've been in this house, and I've seen the lights go off, and I'm like, holy cow, what is it? Is it a brownout? Did ice just, you know, decide to pull the plug? And then it comes back on, you know, 3 minutes later. So that you know, for you to trust the entire power grid with all the attacks they're having is I would say is negligent, because you cannot trust the government to do anything, as you can see for the last 3 years, appropriately.
Getting back to the chickens, Leon, have you taken care of the predators that want to eat your chickens?
Yes, sir. You know, I caught two of them one was a raccoon, the other one was a possum. And I even had video. I had one of those trail cams, right? Infrared trail cams. And I saw where they were getting in, and that one is no longer an issue at all. And the chickens got payback. And the possum is the same way. And so I was like, okay. And so I caught both of them using marshmallows. I heard that's what they like a lot. And I was like, really? So
really?
I threw them in the cage.
The raccoons and the possums like marshmallows.
Yes, sir. And I'm not going to spend lots of money. So I got the cheapest ones that were in clearance, and they were like 78 cents for a huge bag. I threw it in there, and I it's like crack. I give it to them the first night, it's free. The second night, nope, you get it, but it's like the drug dealers. You know, they give the first hit is free, and then after that, they have you hooked. And so that's what happened. And the chickens, you know, they got to see their nemesis, and they had killed five, and two quail and three chickens. And I was like, enough of this. So, you know, I thought about using my thermals and sitting out there. And I was like, you know, I see the time frame, but it fluctuates too much. It's not like they have a regular schedule, so I'm not going to do that. So,
it's a lot of time. It's a lot of time to sit and wait. Yep.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, in a grid down scenario, when you have four-legged predators and two-legged predators going around looking for food, there will be people that will be on livestock duty, you know, not only for the entire community, but also for the animals. Because, you know, when people are really having problems, the predators, I mean, even our friends down in Florida, he sent me an article where there were two people of Latin persuasion that were arrested for stealing 20 chickens. And this happened like 4 months, 5 months ago. And I was like, really? They stole it. It was near Miami. And I was like, you know, I love my chickens, but I can't have these animals, you know, regardless how many legs they have, kill my chickens. Because I just lost over 2,000 eggs for the future because of five chickens.
Amazing.
Yep.
Well, you're doing what needs to be done. So the raccoon did not become barbecue, it sounds like.
I didn't eat it, but I told you the chickens got payback,
right.
So they got
right.
They got some protein. So,
so the chickens ate the raccoon and the possum. All right.
I cooked the heck out of it, so there's no parasite issues. Because that's one thing I was concerned about. And talking about that, the Amish, I couldn't believe the guys here. You know, there's some guys here, and he says, you know, his chickens only lay eggs for 2 years, and I was surprised at that because I've read more than that. And he said, no, his Issa Browns or the Cinnamon Browns don't lay that much. And I kept saying, I'll buy some with you if you want me to bring them to you. And he just procrastinated, and his contacts failed him. And then all of a sudden, I get a call from his wife, from a bootleg phone that she borrows. And she said, yeah, we'd like to get some chickens. I'm like, you know, I really don't want to sell any. You know, my girls, I've grown them from scratch. And they were desperate. But I've also bought, hundreds of pounds of food from them. So I called our friends and said, hey, how do you want to do this? So I ended up swapping. So we bartered food for chickens. The chickens that are laying, and that's what they wanted. So they wanted 12, and I said, I changed it. So she asked for 6, but he wanted as many as possible. I said, I don't think so.
Hold on, Leon, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me and wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, Leon, we face lots of issues here. We make what I call prudent preparations For some people, and I've been dealing with this a lot with the Planet X matter for 20 plus years, people looking for a date, when's it going to happen, John? My response is, if you're seeking a date, that means you're not living a day-to-day life of preparedness. And I found that to be true. How about you, Leon?
Yes, sir. And you know, many people, you know, they're like, well, it didn't happen so I can just bury my head again. It's like, well, you know, hurricanes occur, and, you know, the New Madrid earthquake occurred, and tornadoes always occur in the Midwest. So if you know that these things occur naturally without man's intervention, like a, you know, Poseidon nuclear torpedo off the coast of New York City and San Francisco, if you know natural events occur, then be prepared so you can help yourself and others. But if you think that you're going to just rely on the government, you know, FEMA did a great job at Katrina and Super Sandy. So if you want to, you know, let your family be exposed to those incompetencies, then go ahead. But, you know, it just blows me away. I talked to a manager of one of the local feed stores, and he just looked at me and he said, yeah, I have two boys, and I have a little bit of food, but not that much. And I just bought a new house down the street. And I'm like, well, you know, it's nice to have a beautiful kitchen, but if you can't feed your kids, your boys don't care about how pretty the kitchen is if there's no food in the belly. So you may want to elevate that higher on the scale. I said the price won't be cheaper next year than it is right now. So you might want to stock up. And only buy what you eat. Don't buy, you know, if you don't like sea rats and MREs and freeze-dried food, don't get it. Matter of fact, today I'm going to be freeze-drying about 350 eggs. And so I'm all excited about that because I have so many eggs and at the Roby, and I gave away so many organic eggs. It's like, okay. So that's what I'm going to be doing today.
All right. Well, I'm also an affiliate dealer for the Harvest Right freeze dried equipment, the highest quality freeze dried equipment that you're.
Yes, sir.
Full scale commercial, being probably $20,000 or $30,000. So, you know, Harvest Right is the way to go if you want to freeze dried food at home, isn't it?
Absolutely. And people think it's all raw food. No, you can make chicken gumbo and whatever food you like to eat, Italian. And as long as the best way, the most efficient way is stick it in a freezer, a chest freezer, and let it freeze for a day or so. Then you stick it in this machine and on these trays that you've already frozen them on, and you stick it in the machine, and it will sublimate. That means it'll take the water and go from the frozen state, and it'll completely extract it, and it goes on at like 95% to 98%.
That's right. Well, Leon, we got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with the Tuesday morning roundtable. Everybody stay tuned.
While Ukraine is turning into a huge mess, I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. In a rare public address, Russian President Putin announced the mobilization of more troops headed for Ukraine. Russia is calling up 300,000 reservists in phase one of that mobilization. Putin also said he would not rule out the use of nuclear weapons. So far, the United States has sent about $70 billion to the war in Ukraine. I'm somewhat torn over the situation. In essence, this is a civil war. Ukraine was part of Russia for a very long time. However, the West did promise to defend Ukraine when they gave up the world's third largest nuclear arsenal. But when do we cut our losses? At what point will American troops get involved? Or even worse, when might we see mushroom clouds? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.